Back to school photos are a fun tradition for a lot of families, but the Better Business Bureau says parents should think twice before posting. And joining us now to talk more about this, Kristen Johnson of the Better Business Bureau serving Connecticut, and how we can better protect our children before we send them back to school. Hey, Kristen, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you. I'm well. It's hard to believe that we're talking about kids going back to school in just a week.
I know. Seriously. But I got to be honest, Kristen, I am so glad you guys are talking about this at the Better Business Bureau, because can I tell you, from one mom to another, also one journalist to another, for those of you who don't know, yes, Kristen came from that background, it drives me crazy. It does. And I know that families always think like, oh, you just like your own kid. No, no. Let me be clear. It drives me insane when I see the photos of the young kids with the whole board that shows their name, their school, their teachers' names, their hobbies, their favorite colors, their favorite foods, what they want to be when they grow up, because of what you're talking about here. The amount of dangers that pose, that those dangers that are posed for your children in that simple photo, I can't stress it enough. So forget about me. Let's go to you. I think you worded a heck of a lot better than I do.
Well, it's not just your child's safety, but it's actually your personal identity, because 59% of adults use birthdays and passwords or names in their passwords. And don't forget about security questions for your bank account, your credit card account. If you're using your child's personal information in those and someone gets a hold of the info that you're putting on that board, you're not only putting your child at risk, but you're also risking your personal identity.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah. I didn't even think about that part. The thing that drives me nuts from a news standpoint, Kristen, is that, you know, I look at when you look at the overwhelming cases, I would say, not that it happens often, you know, enough, but it does happen. When you look at the statistics of somebody who was able to abduct a child or sexually assault a child or be inappropriate with a child, it's usually somebody familiar to them or somebody that your child became very comfortable with very quickly. We're not talking about the boogeyman that came out of the woods near your child's school. We're not talking about always the white van with no windows driving up to your child's school. We're talking about somebody who, you know, either your child is like, oh, I've seen you before, or they know enough about your child. You know, the situation of, oh, I talked to your mom so-and-so. I spoke to your mom, Melissa. Mm-hmm. And can I tell you, I have, you know, I know you love Spider-Man. And look at, I brought you the Spider-Man that you would love because your mom wanted me to come and get. I just think to myself, what are we doing here, guys? What I understand being proud of your parent, your child. I understand being a proud parent. But to what extent do people really realize how much exposure that one photo can make for your children? It's really alarming, honestly. But I didn't think about the password thing. That's a whole another level.
Right. There's several dangers here. And when you're talking about your child's safety, you know, where are these pictures going? It's okay to take that picture if you're just keeping it for yourself. But if you're posting it on social media, you never know who's going to see it. You may have your privacy settings to just friends, but what if one of your friends has their profile stolen? And it's some, not just a scammer, but someone wants to do harm to a child. And they see that information, and now they know that. And as you said, they can use that information to con a child into going with them. So you have to be really careful about what you put on social media and realize that it may not be just your friends that are seeing it, because more and more Facebook profiles are being hacked.
And, you know, it's interesting in this Better Business Bureau article. Again, we've got Kristen Johnson here from the BBB serving Connecticut. It also talks about not just your child's face, obviously, and what you put on that little whiteboard, but also recognizing nearby locations, street signs, even what's on your child's shirt. Like, it's interesting, Kristen, but I always think about if your child is on a sports team and you take pictures of them with their jersey on, or when they have a field day and it has their school name on it. You know, I don't think we always even think about that. So let's say we get away from the first day of school pictures or the last day of school pictures. But in general, when you're taking photos of your kids and they are near locations or street signs, or again, even have clothing that could suggest a lot of information, what people should be thinking about.
So choose generic backgrounds for photos. Something else that I think you should be mindful of, particularly on the first day of school, is what's on the bus. If it's the name of the school, if it's the bus number, but also street signs or other identifiable locations, like a picture in front of your house that shows your home address. All of that information could be used for nefarious reasons. And we don't want to give people out there any help in trying to abduct your child. So you don't want them to know what street, what corner their bus stop is at. You don't want them to know where your house is, that sort of thing. Or as you pointed out, what school they go to, what their bus number is. All of that information could be used against you. So you definitely want to be mindful of that and choose very generic backgrounds if you're planning on posting it on social media.
And as far as social media is concerned, you know, because, again, you brought up that a lot of the times people use personal things like names or even birthdays as their passwords. In fact, according to the Better Business Bureau, 59% of U.S. adults use birthdays or names in their passwords. So it could actually, you know, serve you to you'd be pretty vulnerable to some personal data risks. How do you secure your social media accounts in general? What would you suggest? Because I think that also leads to, you know, maybe have tougher passwords, certainly.
Yeah. So some ideas for tougher passwords, maybe an inspirational quote. That would be really tough to hack into. Or the lyrics to your favorite song is another idea that I really love. You know, obviously not using any personal identifying information in passwords, whether it's your address, your birthday, your kid's birthday, stuff like that, that would be easy to figure out or easy to find on your social media posts.
What else, Kristen, should people be looking out for? Again, you know, going beyond just the back to school photo tips and what we should be thinking about, are there other, you know, good cybersecurity habits we should be adopting? And certainly, who is actually on our pages or interacting with us? How do we detect maybe phony friends, for example?
Yeah. You definitely don't want to accept friend requests from people you don't know. If it's someone, this has probably happened to you because it's happened to me, someone you know you're already friends with. Sometimes what will happen is hackers will steal photos and they'll create new accounts that look just like the other one. So you want to be mindful of that as well. And if you already have a friend request, or if you already have a friend and you get a friend request from that same person, you know, if you know them well enough that you have their phone number or you meet with them face to face, say, hey, I got a second friend request from you. Is that really you? You know, in some cases, it may be that their first one was hacked and they've had to create a whole new Facebook account, but it could also be that they don't even realize what's happening. So definitely ask and have the conversation before you just go ahead and accept that friend request. Look at their profile, like look at when it was created, what kind of pictures they have on it. Don't just accept it. And especially if it's someone you don't know, because why would you be friends with somebody you don't know? That doesn't even make any sense. So you definitely, you know, want to make sure, again, if it's someone you're already connected with, that you connect with them a different way, whether it's a text or something like that, not through the Facebook Messenger, because obviously if it's not someone you know, really know, then they're going to lie to you. But just be careful of those imposters. For sure. Mm-hmm. And again, double check your privacy settings. Are they friends? Do you have it so it's friends of friends can see your post? You know, each time you make a post, you can decide the security setting for that specific post. Do you want it to be public for everyone? Do you just want it to be for the family, grandparents, aunts and uncles to see? Do you want friends of friends to be able to see that post?
How important is it as well, Kristen? You know, so we talk about obviously the parents with the back to school photos and all of that. But circling back to posting and knowing vulnerabilities, how important is it that you're also sharing this with your middle and even high schoolers?
I was just going to say another back to school tip we have is to talk about internet safety with your kids. You know, the schools obviously have it pretty clamped down in the school buildings as far as when they're working on a tablet or a school-issued computer. They can only typically go on so many different websites. But when they're at home doing their homework, you want to make sure that they understand whether it's a social media scam or whether it's a website. You know, a lot of kids play video games online. Those are conversations that you need to have with them about the conversations they're having with people online and not to talk to strangers, especially when they're playing video games, because a lot of scammers and hackers will use video games to try to get to your child and then get them to give up information, like your credit card information. So you definitely want to have those conversations. Start early because kids are getting it online earlier than ever before.
Yeah, got to be good digital citizens, certainly. So it's not enough just for us, the adults, to have our ducks in a row. We should also be having these conversations. And I even say, dare I say, Kristen Johnson, I think some of the most empowering moments for kids to really get it is when you share your vulnerabilities or where you messed up. So, I mean, again, I know you and I have young children, but like with my 8-year-old, for example, I will tell him that I didn't know this and I learned this. And I will, and again, he doesn't have a phone or anything, but I will say to him, you know, I made this mistake and I just learned this today. And we'll have a conversation about it. And he, it's so interesting because like he doesn't have a tablet, for example, but he has a lot of friends who do. And so he had a situation once where one of his friends was on their tablet. They were on Roblox, and my son is not allowed on Roblox. He doesn't have a tablet. And I was telling my son, I'm like, listen, I just did a story today about two high school girls. This was months ago. Who were who met up with a guy they met on Roblox, was not somebody they actually knew. And they, thank God, the police found them, but they were technically taken. And so he's talking to one of his friends at school and he doesn't scare them or anything, but he says, he's like, do you know who you're talking to? And if you don't know who you're talking to, maybe you should ask your mom and dad if they know who you're talking to. And the friend did. The friend's like, hey, you know, whatever. But I do think, and I said to him, I'm like, look, it scares me. I have no problem sharing my vulnerability with my kid or sharing that, hey, this is in the news, or hey, I've even messed this up before. And I do think that empowers your kids to be like, whoa, even adults don't have this right. So let me get it right. You know, so I do think those conversations are also important, you know, for the middle and high schoolers, too, to just know, like, what are you potentially putting yourself at risk for when you post?
And also it makes them know that they can come to you and talk to you when you make when they make a mistake, and you won't be mad at them because you might have you shared that you made a mistake. Right.
True.
So that open and honest dialogue is so important, because if they do, you know, there's a lot of times kids will see like contests or giveaways online and they'll end up giving up personal information, and then they might be scared that they're in trouble. But if you're open and honest from the start, then they know that they can be as well. So that's great advice.
Well, thank you, Kristen. Well, honestly, I get a lot of great advice from people like you and the Better Business Bureau. And again, if people want more information, you certainly can check out their website, bbb.org. We'll have links on our website as well, voiceofct.com. But again, good things to think about before you send your kids back to school in the coming days. So Kristen Johnson, always appreciate you and the Better Business Bureau. Thank you so much. And good luck getting your kids ready for back to school.
Thank you. I just wanted to put in a plug at BBB.org. We have a back to school headquarters where we have more of those internet safety tips to talk with your child. We even have scams college students should watch out for. So head over there and you'll get a lot more information.
Yeah, I'm actually going to put a link to specifically the back to school headquarters portion of the BBB website. So I'm going to put a link to that on our website, voiceofct.com, so people know exactly where to go. Kristen, thank you again. Really appreciate it.
Sure, we'll talk again soon.
Yes, looking forward to it.